You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is the video that has exploded across the internet.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish the same stories simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Deadspin assembled clips of dozens of local TV anchors reading an identical script decrying fake stories, a script they were given and ordered to read by their owner, the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Sinclair's corporate leadership is right-leaning. It's supported by President Trump, and the company has a pretty steady track record of pushing political content on its local TV stations. Amanda Lotz is here with us now, professor of media studies at the University of Michigan and a fellow at the Peabody Media Center. So why is this scripted must-read such a big deal?
It's really an unprecedented practice in many ways, and then also the fact that Sinclair is the largest station group in the country, so they have the largest possible reach for these must-reads, and they are currently trying to buy even more stations in their acquisition of the Tribune Company.
Let's talk about that, because that is key. That could put them into, two-thirds of American homes?
Yes. And the established rules limit any ownership group to reaching no more than 39% of the population. So that's where Sinclair is, because in some stations have a very small reach. So the number of stations doesn't really matter so much as what the reach is. And so since November, Sinclair has been in talks with a couple companies trying to probably sell off some of these stations to bring it down. If it did acquire all of the Tribune stations, it would, as you said, end up in something like 72% of homes.
Well, and you and I have talked about things that were being done by the FCC, and now we hear that Republican FCC Chairman Ajit Pai is being investigated by the FCC's Inspector General, drawing accusations from Democrats that he has rammed through deregulatory actions that benefit Sinclair, particularly in acquiring Tribune Media. A spokesman says these accusations are absurd, are they?
I don't know the evidence and I don't know the details. I think we can look at the initiatives that Chair Pai has put through, and we can certainly say that they consistently favor large media companies, often at the expense of U.S. citizens.
We have today statements from the chairman of Sinclair Broadcast Group, David Smith, who is sending out emails and kind of doubling down. He said, the networks do exactly the same promotional things that we do, and segments like these are standard practice in the industry.
That's not true. And I think, and this is an easy thing to miss, that there are different entities in television, and the rules for them are very different. So if you're in Michigan and you're thinking of your local station, like that station could be owned by Sinclair. It could be owned actually by, let's say if it's the ABC affiliate, it could be owned by ABC. It could be owned by an entirely different company. And so the rules that the FCC has govern stations. They don't govern networks. And when broadcasting developed, television broadcasting followed very much on radio broadcasting. Local radio stations were largely owned by families in each of these communities. They were family businesses. Those families then purchased the television stations. And so up through the 60s and 70s, for the most part, television stations were owned as family businesses. But consolidation came in, and that's when we began to have the rise of these big station groups that were managing large clusters of stations, often a variety of different affiliates in many different places, and trying to gain economies of scale from that kind of operation. Well, when networking started, the FCC was concerned that it would eliminate or destroy localism. And so they did attend to creating rules to make sure that networks, NBC, CBS, ABC, that these stations affiliate with, that they can't force the content onto the stations. But there was no perception that someday stations would be owned by a different group that wasn't at all related to the network. And so this is an oversight in existing FCC policy about whether or not your owner should be able to establish this kind of national policy statement for stations in many different localities.
So what I'm hearing is it's not even so much what the local anchors said that we should be paying attention to. It's the fact that they were all handed a script from corporate and told, read this. This is a must read.
Right. And exactly the purpose for that kind of regulation that upheld localism against the networks does function here. It's this idea that broadcasting is different. It's not like cable. Cable channels, cable systems, they are owned by companies that have built that infrastructure. Broadcasters, even though many of us do receive them over our cable systems, broadcasters have access to the electromagnetic spectrum. It's sort of this magical thing out there, but that's what actually carries messages if you just put up an antenna. And in the 20s and 30s, the establishing policies in the U.S., legislators at the time said that electromagnetic spectrum is a public good. And we will let broadcasters use it. We will license stations, and they can use it in the public good. And that's why there are all kinds of rules and regulations for broadcasters that don't exist for cable companies. And this very much falls in that realm.
So, Amanda, where are the Sinclair stations in Michigan?
They're spread throughout Michigan, although not in the southeast Michigan corner. So in Traverse City, Kalamazoo, Saginaw, Bay City, Flint, Sheboygan, Sault Ste. Marie, and then the station, one of the stations in Grand Rapids would be part of that Tribune purchase if Sinclair is allowed to buy all of their stations.
So what should viewers take away from this and understand? Things that perhaps people didn't realize when they were watching their friendly local news anchor.
And this isn't actually a new practice, and it's really just gotten quite a bit of attention because the Deadspin video just is really overwhelming as a visual.
When you say new practice, you mean by Sinclair?
Yes. It's Sinclair has been doing this for some time.
And because I guess it's very important to ask this question, are you aware of any other station groups writing scripts and handing them down to their local TV news operations and ordering them to be read?
No. The consolidation allows for sort of back office type things. So collaboration on things like billing, sometimes things like making the computer graphics. But local news directors have decided what the news for a local community should be. And that has maintained standard practice regardless of ownership, except in this case of Sinclair.
So what do viewers need to take away from this and understand?
I think to be savvy news consumers and to, you know, this stuff does seem complicated, but to understand who is providing them with information and why they are receiving that information. And so if you're in a local market that has a Sinclair station and you don't agree with this policy and you do want your local news to be local, maybe switch over and start patronizing a different station. Certainly also, you know, I think in many cases, the journalists at these stations are not happy about this practice either. And it's coming out that in many cases, their hands are really tied and they have these complicated contracts. And, you know, it's not even a job they can really leave in many cases. And so I think it would also probably be helpful for viewers to send letters to stations and give them some ammunition for those station directors who want to push back against this corporate ownership. And I think this issue will ultimately come up before the FCC. And those would be good pieces of evidence for station directors in those conversations with the FCC.
Amanda Lotz, Professor of Media Studies at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Cynthia.